Let's head straight away to Washington to talk to Fatima Al-Asra, a Middle East scholar who writes a Substack entitled Ideology Machine. Fatima, you probably heard some of what Yolda was saying there. Iran's strategy, first of all, striking the infrastructure of Gulf nations and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. What does it tell us about the Iranian thinking right now?
Thanks for having me, Nick. I think... The Gulf has been really hit hard for their alliance with the United States because they're hosting bases. So they even have been hit harder than Israel. And these are countries that tried to de-escalate with Iran for the past few years. Saudi Arabia signed normalization deals with Iran through China. Oman was heavily involved. Same with Qatar. But everybody got hit, even when Turkey, the president, Turkish president, you know, called for diplomacy on the second day of war, he found a missile hitting to his direction. And it's all about, you know, hosting the U.S. bases. So it's been just very clear that, and this is something that they said that they're going to do. They, you know, had infographics and others that said that they are going to punish the United States where it hurts, which is in all of its interests. And it's also not the first time that they've done this. We've seen them involved in this kind of like war in 2019 and even before, like through the war in Yemen, through proxies in which they attacked oil installations in Saudi Arabia. But that was a direct response to the maximum pressure campaign that President Trump imposed in his first term. Hmm. So the strategy is there, and it benefits them to decouple them, because what they're saying is, we're here, this is our region, this is our turf. They're punishing the people who are around them first, because the U.S. can leave. But ultimately, if the U.S. leaves with this unresolved, that means that the Gulf will have to come to some kind of an agreement with whatever is left of the Islamic regime. Hmm. And that's why they're very focused on terrorizing the Gulf that way. Yeah. It worked for them before, and they're just repeating the same thing again.
Fatima, you are an expert on Iran's proxies, and we often talk about how the proxies have been downgraded in recent years. The ability of Hamas, for instance, to carry out strikes, of Hezbollah to carry out strikes. Iran no longer has an ally in Syria anymore. Do you think we have kind of underestimated Iran's strength because we have focused so much on the sort of downgrading of its proxies?
There's something here to be said about what Iran has promised to do, and it really wasn't able to do. Because in the weeks before the strike, I was closely monitoring their media, including what the Iranians were saying, but also what the entire proxy system was saying, and Russia and China to some extent. So they were full of confidence that the United States is not going to do anything because it fears them. So in a sense, they were taunting the U.S. or baiting it. Their infographics of missiles, they had parades where they had coffins of American generals paraded at their rallies. The Houthis said that they're going to, you know, turn the Red Sea ablaze. They would sink the navies. And one of the things that I saw is that, you know, the Houthis have barely moved. They keep saying that they're going to move and they're going to retaliate for Iran, but nothing. And Hezbollah has somewhat been degraded. Hamas is right now a shadow. Of course, Assad is gone. He's in Russia. So I think Israel played this like a chess game. They took the proxies off the board one by one before going after the king. Hmm. And the conventional wisdom here is that for years they... it was like, you can't touch Iran because the proxies will make you pay. And this is the first time that someone tested that. And so far, the bill hasn't come. So, and I think that has just kind of emboldened the United States. I think that's what's behind Trump's statement today of unconditional surrender, because the situation of the IRGC is pretty bad. But also, like, to Yelda's point on attrition, I think, I mean, and that was a concern that I've had. It's not because Washington understands this. If we remember in the Red Sea campaign that they conducted last year, after maybe a month or so, they had a deal with the Houthis. Mm. I mean, you know, and then they said, okay, we made a deal with the Houthis. They're not going to strike our ships and they can do whatever they want.
There are so many aspects of this conflict, Fatima Al-Azra. We will have you back on the program to discuss them more. A Middle East scholar who writes a Substack called Ideology Machine. Thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thanks, Nick.